Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Grace Marie Turner has been trying to restore order for 22-plus years with some success, but limited. She's the president of the Galen Institute, Galen.org. She's the premier expert on the planet for healthcare, for market-based healthcare solutions. She's one of the leaders. Folks, when anybody talks about healthcare policy reform anywhere in the world, Grace Marie Turner is in the top three names that are brought up, usually first. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Your work is awesome. You know how much we admire you here. Please keep up the good work. What else do we need to know about your healthcare choices plan?
One of the reasons that health costs are so expensive is because there's just way too little competition in so many markets. And the Obama administration was all about consolidation. You know, they'd rather deal with a few big players than have a lot of smaller competitors coming in to provide more options and more affordable prices. So one of the things that we're doing is saying the FTC needs to get involved. We need to do a lot more.
Is this the interstate kind of thing where the state commissioners?
It's hospitals buying up every doctor's practice in the way. It's hospitals buying each other up.
So we got a monopoly thing going on here.
It's monopolies. You've got many monopolies in many of these markets. Mm-hmm. And so they say, you know, it costs $400 for an office visit. Okay, well, I'm not willing to pay that. Fine, you can't be in our network, and there's nowhere else to go.
Wow.
So guess what? They set their prices.
Yep.
And the government gets taken, the taxpayers are getting taken to the cleaners by this, because if they buy a doctor's practice and they're buying them up like crazy, the doctor keeps his same office, sees the same patients, provides the same care, but he can now bill four times higher because he's affiliated
with
a hospital.
And not have as much headache. Let somebody else take care of the main headache.
I know, but the taxpayer is paying $400.
It's attractive.
You got to
admit it's attractive to the doctors, isn't it?
They don't much like being employees, I think.
No, but especially if they're in the last 10 years of their career.
They're selling them at the end of their practice. But the hospitals are making the money, I'll tell you, on these people, because they bill so much more than the doctor could himself,
mm-hmm.
because they're a hospital. Medicare and Medicaid are just, you know, they're the cash cows.
Where would we be stuck in Washington to solve this problem?
Where would we be?
Who would be against fixing this, stopping it?
Every single one of these has huge lobbies. The hospital lobby is one of the most powerful and effective lobbies in town.
Yeah. On both sides of the aisle,
pharmaceutical benefit managers, the sort of the middlemen in this, they have powerful lobbying groups, and the members of Congress are convinced that, oh my goodness, everything horrible would happen if we changed the hospital's model. Well, guess what? You'd get more affordable coverage, you'd have more competition. These private physician-owned hospitals, which Obamacare shut down, have been the most creative, the most efficient, the best quality care. And Obamacare said, oh, we can't have these small private physician-owned hospitals competing with these big community hospitals.
Like they shut down the private colleges. They did that too.
Yes, same thing. They don't want those. They don't want competition.
God forbid we have entrepreneurship in America.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's
really the basis. You described
but,
it
but
so
that
well.
Lobbying that's you're talking about, that's on both sides of the aisle, right? That's not just Republican or Democrat.
Oh,
one or the other.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is why this has to be a bottom-up, grassroots-driven driven change by people saying, this is what we want. We want to have, we want transparency. We want to see the prices of things. We want control of the money. We want to be able to have a wider range of policies. People have to demand it. And we're offering them a path to be able to get the kind of health care, the kind of health coverage that we know they want, but the deep state, the big healthcare industrial complex is keeping them from getting what they want because they're so entrenched with all of these rules and regulations and mandates that only the big guys can figure out how to navigate.
Grace, I've decided there's no such thing as the deep state. It's just the state. There's nothing deep. It's just the state.
The whole thing. I don't know.
Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. Grace Marie Turner, folks, follow her. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Grace Marie, keep up the good work. We love you. Come back soon.
Thank you. Love you, Tim.
Take care. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I promise you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.